Hello and welcome. I want to talk in this video about the dangers that men are facing in society today and the repercussions that this bias has on men and what the outcomes will be long term. So men need to understand the world in which they're living in today and exactly how they're regarded. You don't matter. Your pain, your suffering, your needs, they don't matter. And you can only reach this conclusion once you accept how you are viewed. See, men are living in an illusion. So women and the state can take all of that illusion away in a heartbeat. Along with your children, your property, most of your income, your future, your freedom. You're just a beta drone just keeping the wheels greased. That's what you are. And the system can be used to destroy you at any point. And you have women, saying they're not like that, just because they haven't, as of yet, used the system to screw over a man. But these same women won't advocate for systematic reform. It's her insurance policy. So we're living in a society that subjugates men and transfers men's wealth to women. And male nature is just a target of a propaganda machine. So women's needs are placed before men and children. And I see no evidence of women speaking out against this. So I can only assume that this is what they want. I talk with women, and the only concern that they voice when I speak about male rights is that they hope there won't be any pushback on female rights. And this is all they hear. They don't recognize all the privileges that they have at the expense of men and children. All they identify with is being victims. Inherently, because they know this works in their favor. Yet women seek privilege, not equality. In society, it's bought into the myth that men are evil and women are good. And the government and the media perpetuate this myth of female oppression. And it's completely based on just ridiculous erroneous studies with no basis. Men have always had it worse, and they still do. Men have always provided for women and children, but this isn't what we hear today. All we hear, all we receive, is just anti-male bias. And the consequences of these messages, they're far-reaching. Literally, it destroys the fabric of society. How can a woman respect a man? How do children end up viewing their fathers? Women have told us for decades that they don't need a man, they can do it themselves. So we have single mothers just sponging off the state. And we are all expected to respect this because men are the enemy and women are good. And the consequences of this, of the single motherhood, it can be seen in the statistics. Runaways, behavior problems. It's reflected in the prison population. The majority of inmates are from single mother families, and this is an indisputable fact, and everyone knows this. Yet if we voice this, we're a misogynist, and still somehow it's a man's fault. And you see females today, they're becoming more masculine, and at the same time, far more unhappy and far more desperate. They missed out. And for a lot of women, this hits very hard. But you see, women are far more astute than many men give them credit. They know they've been lied to by feminism. But it's just easier to attack and blame men. And with women, it will always be about their own needs at the expense of men. They view you as an expendable utility, nothing else. And, until they actually call other women out on this and actively change that perception via their behaviours, then I can rightfully make that claim, because no one is speaking to the contrary. You look at how men are shamed for not living up to their responsibilities as men, or not manning up by signing away their rights by getting married. Why aren't women being shamed for wrecking marriage? Who's initiating the majority of divorces? Who's having exorbitant alimony and child support paid to them? Who's having men locked up or having men's civil rights eroded for not being able to meet these payments? Who's separating children from their fathers? You know, and I said in a previous video that women walked away from traditional gender roles years ago. But look at all the freedoms and the advantages that women have been given. You know, all the privileges via affirmative action, via healthcare benefits, via legal rights. And men, on the other hand, are still expected to adhere to the same traditional roles they've had for centuries, without question. And this is what passes for male privilege today. You know, women, they only look at the top 10% of men. You know, they compare themselves to that top 10%, you know, therefore seeing themselves as disadvantaged. Now, never looking at the other 90% of beta male worker drones. But ask yourself, how are women men's equals? When, if a woman divorces a man on a no-fault basis, he still has to provide for her. So she sleeps with the neighbor and he still has to provide for her. And this is just a means by feminists, just to ensure that women get their cake and eat it too. Now, she gets the kids, she gets a house, the income, and more. And who is this happening to? You know, it's happening to the good men. It's happening to the nice guys. You know, having the majority of their income and assets stripped from them. You know, their children as well. Providing it was his child in the first place. But irregardless, he still has to foot the bill. But what does this mean, long term? I mean, what's in it for a man to get married? Or work above his means? What does it mean when all the incentives have been taken away from men and all that's left is a stick to beat them with? You know, in society, it treats men as second-class citizens. And I really do believe it's going to get a hell of a lot worse before it gets better. I mean, just look at Obamacare. I mean, let's call it what it is. It's a man tax. You know, men are now paying for women's healthcare. And the government and the media, they only align with the victim class, who, incidentally, are also the majority of voters. And feminists, they keep campaigning for more ways to marginalise men, because they have to maintain victim status in order to manipulate the government. And the government knows this all too well. But what this shows clearly is that women can justify anything, any evil, any brutality against a man, because women see themselves as victims. Yeah, a man can have his penis cut off and thrown down a trash compactor, and that's okay, because he asked for a divorce. You don't matter. Not in the eyes of a woman and not in the eyes of the government. All this indifference to male rights and suffering, it extends into every area. Everything can be justified against males. Now take your pick. Domestic violence, rape, genital mutilation, impoverishment, suicide, depression, lack of healthcare funding, the list goes on. And any questioning of this bias will result in the man being attacked, being shamed. But if you look at the consequences all this bias creates, you know, look at the resentment it creates among men and children. You get a generation of children growing up who have no respect for their fathers or men in general, and seeing women for what they really are, you know, parasitic victims. You know, living in a society, these children in a society that disregards them. And when you get right down to it, women are unhappier now than they've ever been, even with all their privileges. But they still expect men to fulfill all of their traditional obligations. These women have no regard for any man outside the ones that directly serve their needs. And so men need to view women as they view us, as disposable. If that woman is not benefiting us in any way, disregard them. Because women are creating a society of men that wouldn't piss on a woman if she was on fire. Yeah, my favourite line from Shakespeare, from The Merchant of Venice, Sherlock. The villainy you teach me I will execute, and it shall go hard, but I will better the instruction. I think that's perfectly appropriate, and it's women creating this. So, I mean, there's no incentives for men to increase or even maintain their level of production. So society, it's going to fall into economic ruin. But before that happens, though, it's going to get much worse for men. And I think what we're seeing now is just the tip of the iceberg. But all these privileges women receive, you know, just the result of more government expansion and more taxation. And with less male college graduates, less men in the workforce, less productivity, who's going to fund that large government and all those female-friendly incentives? Who's going to pick up the slack? Now, I've yet to meet a woman who wants to work until the day that she drops dead, now foregoing childbearing and marriage in the process. But I mean, if men want smaller government and more say in their lives, they can do that by opting out. But, you know, the government is still going to come after us and will extract every last cent out of us. So I think far more blame and far more persecution is heading our way. And it's the next generation of men and women that will suffer the most. You have no worth past your willingness to contribute to a system that persecutes you. And there's no protection for men. I mean, the workplace, the education sector, they're all hazard areas for men. And women are perfectly aware that they have the power to destroy you with the slightest accusation. And the burden of proof is on the man. And look at what we have. We've got a society of disenfranchised males that have borne the brunt of a campaign of misandry that's handicapped them and disadvantaged them in so many different ways. Men whose children have been ripped away from them. Men who are traumatized by the persecution they've received by the courts and then in turn are disregarded or mocked. You see on the news, you've got soldiers coming home now only to have their children stripped from them or finding themselves divorced and bled dry. Now, a society of young men raised by single mothers and all the developmental issues that arise from that. Walking statistics or prison numbers. I mean, the repercussions of this misandry are endless. Anyway, that's all the time I have today, but it's just a few thoughts from my end. But I want to thank you for your time, and I'll be making a few more videos moving forward. Thanks. See you next time.